One of the lessons I'm learning on a deeper level lately is that life can be as good as we envisioned. That's the baseline. It can be even better than that. Sometimes we tend to get in the way because we think that we know how it needs to go. And that's what we're going to talk about on this podcast episode as I reflect on my experience while working through the Selfish Masterclass and just the insights from the women who attended. And I'm going to share some questions that you can journal along or you can start to think about to help you so that you allow yourself to create the life that you desire. And it doesn't have to be a lot of work. And so let's talk about it. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. So this week, I've been thinking a lot about Selfish, my masterclass on breaking free from people-pleasing. And I was reflecting on how easy and just chill that experience was for me. And I remember I was in a group last week, or maybe that was 2 weeks ago, and my mentor asked, what was different? Truthfully, it was that I did it my way. Now I'm hearing sound in my background. I think that may be my kids humming, but we'll just keep going because this is real life. So I told her I did it my way. And I started thinking about all of the experiences that I'm having with my clients. And one theme that has been really reoccurring recently is this idea where I tell them to evaluate their results and figure out their success formula. And the way that we think about the success formula for them is how they operate, how they create results in their lives. I have a client who, it's so funny, we were talking about this because her thing is she sleeps. You know, when you see people online who say, well, I slept and I woke up and I had this amount of money in my account or this number of sales came in. She's not a coach, but she owns her business. And that has been her story. And I remember when we noticed this and she thought, well, I can't tell people that I just go to sleep and wake up and I create results. And I said, of course you can. However, you want to start to notice what are the other things that you're doing in your life that give you the space to be able to rest and sleep. And when you wake up, you know exactly what to do. Because something that many of us think about when we're trying to achieve goals, when we're looking forward to something, is we only focus on the end result. We focus on the end result because that's the thing that we're excited about. We don't think about the journey. We don't think about who we become through the process. We don't think about the decisions we had to make. We don't think about maybe some relationships that we have to cultivate or to end. We don't think about how we show up in life in order to be able to create those results. And so what I want to invite you into as you listen to this episode is, where are you not letting life be good? Because it's easy to look online, it's easy to look around you and see people creating the things that you want, having the results that you want, and you try to force things, right? Especially when someone says something like, oh, if they can do it, you can do it too. I don't quite agree with that statement because sure, I can do it too, but I don't have the level of attention, the level of responsibility, or the support system that you have to be able to create that. I know that it's helpful for us to think that if someone else did it, we can do it too. It gives us an opportunity to think about what's possible. However, like a lot of things, we've swung that pendulum to a different direction where we then use those against ourselves. Well, if she's doing it and she's got 3 kids and she's got multiple jobs and her life is busy, I only have 1 child and I don't even work. So what's wrong with me? Do you get what I'm saying? We turn it inward and we make it about this thing where we shame ourselves and we look down on ourselves instead of looking at that as, okay, that means there's room for improvement. Where can I start to change things? Because if we're sitting around thinking, if I were just a little better, Maybe the change will come faster if I were as smart as she is, if I have the same partner that she has to support me, if I had the same kids, if my children were different, if my life was different, then I will be able to create the result. Guess what? It's not gonna come. And this is where it's so important for us to learn to cultivate the practice of gratitude. If you want your life to be as good as you envisioned it, where are you appreciative of what you have right now? How are you recognizing how good your life is already? Because I will tell you, going there, getting to that, wherever that is for you, is not going to make it any better. You're going to be the same person. And so if you're here and you don't know how to appreciate what you have, you look down on yourself, you speak unkindly to yourself, you're always complaining, you're always overwhelmed, you're going to get there and it's not going to be enough because you haven't changed. And so you want to build your muscle for gratitude. You also want to recognize, who am I being through this process? What are the decisions that I need to take? What are the responsibilities that I'm being called to take? How am I expanding my capacity as I create this result? Life doesn't happen on our time. And sometimes your change is going to feel slow until it happens. And you look around and you're like, oh, that just happened suddenly. No, it didn't. Like my client who goes to sleep and wakes up and things just happen. No, it's not because she slept. Sleeping is a part of that process. But if you look at her, she works hard. She does her research. She reaches out to the right people. She sets things up in place so that when she knows she's done that and she's sleeping and she wakes up and things are just happening, it's not because the sleep is the secret. It is a sum of all of the things that she has done. And so for you, if you're waiting on change, if you're desiring a life that feels good, maybe the solution isn't seeing what more you need to do, but really thinking about, who are you being called to be and what is your season? What is your season of life and what is it calling you to be? Are you thinking that that thing that you want, that life being good, is the thing that's going to make you feel better? Because if you're waiting on that, again, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry to tell you. So here's what I want to invite you to do. Be willing to let life be as good as it can be for you, whatever that looks like, starting right now. Let life be good. Start to notice the beauty in the mundane. Start to pay attention. Be intentional with your life. Notice your children, the smiles, the way their bodies shift, the way their faces light up when they see you. Notice your spouse, your partner. What are the things that you do, the things you say that just makes them feel like, oh, you made my day? What about you? What do you do? What are the events? What are the experiences that light up your day that make you feel taken care of? Even something as little as lighting a candle. One thing that my husband and I are really into are scents. So we have a lot of candles. This is one thing that when we were dating, he would come to my apartment and I always had candles. And this is just something that we've both kind of grown towards. So whenever we travel, we'll try to find candles that are really unique. And last year when we were evacuated, we were lodged in, I think it was a Westin hotel. And for those of us who have been to a Westin hotel, they have the white tea fragrance. And it's so interesting because that whole summer, I kept feeling drawn to white tea for some reason. I don't know why. And I found Elizabeth Arden. I think she has white tea. And so I bought the set of her white tea fragrance. And then we got to Westin and I thought, oh my God, this cannot be a coincidence. So we've been trying to buy the fragrance ever since we left, and I just finally ordered it because I was tired of waiting. I thought whenever we travel, I would get it, but I just decided to buy it online. And I will tell you, I'm so excited for that fragrance to come because I know how it's going to elevate my experience of every day. Just waking up and smelling that, my house smelling like a hotel, it's like, oh my goodness. Life can be good. It's not until you make the millions of dollars. It's not until you're no longer, I don't know, things are no longer hard in life. Whenever you figure that out, let me know. Can you let life be as good as it can be right now? Because when you learn to see the little details and appreciate what's happening right now, then you open up yourself for more please and more. And that's what gets to attract people to you and opportunities to you, because you're no longer in the chasing. You're no longer in this sense of urgency. It doesn't mean you no longer have goals or priorities. It just means the energy at which you approach it. It's fun. It's easeful. And so, can you let life be as good as it needs to be or as it can be? Can you choose to no longer strive or effort your way to create results? Can you surrender to your intuition and trust that you're divinely guided to make decisions that align with purpose? I have a podcast coming up around decision making. I've been having quite a few discussions with people recently, women who have wanted to work with me. And one of the questions or the things that I'm noticing a lot is around making decisions. So I'm going to talk about that. Can you let yourself to be the woman who gets to own all of what you want, who can have it all and let it be good? Because I believe that we are created to have an amazing life on this earth. And this is not about money or things. It's about experiences. The human experience for you can be good. The bigger question is not when or how. The bigger question is, who are you willing to be? And will you let it be that good? And that's your permission slip this week. Let life be as good as it can be this week for you. All right, my friends, have a beautiful week ahead, and I will talk to you next week.